But first, we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. Late last week, Senator John McCain was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center for a viral infection. He also continues to undergo treatment related to his glioblastoma cancer diagnosis. He'll be in Arizona this week to celebrate Christmas with his family. But speculation was rampant as recently as Saturday that Senator McCain would not survive this latest health challenge. With me to talk about that and what could be next is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, what did the intensity surrounding the most recent revelations about Senator McCain's health tell you about his overall impact?
It gave us a chance to grasp as Arizonans just how larger than life this guy is. We tend to be too close to him. He's our senator. But you get a sense of how big he is on the world stage when he gets admitted to Walter Reed in Bethesda, and it touches off a flurry of energy and activity and rumors. And we heard hundreds of them. You know, they were just flowing in, and, you know, they ran the gamut. And so everybody in the big newsrooms and in Arizona and on the Atlantic seaboard, they are all moving and running to try to get ready for what is this going to mean, because they're hearing the same rumors. Turns out that a lot of the rumors we heard were unfounded.
And, of course, Meghan McCain had her big appearance on The View. I mean, she's co-host now, but with former Vice President Joe Biden, and that was something that people related to as well.
You know, it's really been an emotionally wrenching time for that family. You think about all they go through. I mean, it's not just the cancer that he's dealing with, but he has such an important position in the government. He is now a swing vote in Congress. You know, he makes things happen there. And whatever way he goes, he makes friends and enemies. And it's interesting to see, you know, a man who faces a terminal illness, the amount of bile that he faces on the internet is just incredible. I mean, it's amazing how we are as people that we could treat somebody like that.
It seems like a sign of just how partisan we are, even more so than we had been. He ticked off his fellow Republicans with his vote not to repeal and replace Obamacare, and now he's ticking off the more progressive side who are saying, wait a second, how come he didn't do something on the tax reform?
Yeah, I think Washington is probably one of the nastiest places on earth, and I think John McCain must have a pretty good sense of how conditional love and affection is in that town, because people that, you know, will praise him one day in a moment, in a single vote, will turn against him and with their knives out. And it's just, it's an amazing thing to witness. So.
Obviously, we all hope that Senator McCain does fine, but based on the cancer he has, the expectations are that he will not last much longer. I think that's safe to say. So there's going to be a big change there in the delegation, just politically.
Right.
Jeff Flake, we know, is not running for re-election. So what do you think this does to Arizona's influence of the delegation we consider that would lose great seniority? And Senator Flake, who's been influential in some ways.
If and when McCain goes, that's a huge loss of influence. That will be very hard to match anytime soon. That only happens over many, many years. That has to develop and be built. And he built, you know, a world stage for himself and has global influence. So we're not going to see that again for a long time in Arizona. Senator Flake has been influential in his own unique way. And that will be a loss for us and I think for the country as well because of the moral voice that he presented. It's really going to shake up the delegation. It's going to be a different delegation. We don't know what it's going to look like, but we know a lot of change is coming, and it will be new.
One thing I find interesting is that even though Senators McCain and Flake are both, no question, solid Republicans, which again disappoints some moderates and some progressives, they've also been fairly unpredictable for people who are you know, pretty partisan because it's a partisan body. Do you think that's a loss to the greater Senate to have a couple of people who, in this case, Republicans, but even Democrats, who you're not always sure how they're going
to
vote?
Yeah, I think we elect more of those types to the Senate just because the entire state votes for them. So you tend to get people that have stronger moderate impulses. Mm-hmm. And so I would imagine we'll probably see that again in the Senate, you know, however it shakes out, because that tends to be the character of the United States Senate. So maybe we'll begin to really appreciate McCain when he's gone, you know, to, that just how much influence we once had.
Is 2017, we always have short memories. 2017 the weirdest political year you've seen for Arizona, at least in a very long time?
I don't know that anything could top 2016. I think I'm still stunned by that one. I'm in shock still. It's been crazy. But again, we talked about it last week that look how inconsequential Trent Frank's announcement was. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, that would have been a story that would have consumed the news. It consumed a day.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.